Hello, you're welcome to CBC Radio, and we are here to launch a new program. I'm Emmanuel Batoko, and I'm accompanied in the studio by
Reverend George Bimensi Mina.
And John Solomon Kobo is assisting us technically. The program we are launching is titled Biblical Storytelling, and you will have it every Thursday, 2:30 to 3 p.m. We're starting late because, as you already know, we had a power outage about 10 minutes ago. And so, God willing, you'll be having the Reverend Menang George alone on this platform to tell you stories from the Bible, 2:30 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, only here on CBC Radio. Well, we would want also to partner with sister radio stations that might want to replicate this program. Reverend, let's hear what the overview of your program is all about.
Thank you very much, Mr. Emmanuel Batoko. It's a pleasure to be on CBC Radio to start the program Biblical Storytelling. And it is a program that is geared at encouraging people to learn and tell Bible stories even from the heart, so that they can be able to connect the stories of the Bible with the stories of their lives, so that transformation and healing can happen in the different situations that they find themselves in. So that is the big picture, and that's the goal of the program, so that people can connect their problem-saturated stories with the life-transforming stories of God, especially in times like this.
I'm not sure anyone could have said it any better than this. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with the Reverend George Menang.
Thank you so much, Mr. Emmanuel. Listeners of CBC Radio, it's a pleasure to have you on this edition, the very first for Biblical Storytelling. And like we have said, the goal is to help us connect our lives, stories, with the life story of God that transform even our stories here on earth. And for this very first edition, we will want to explore what biblical storytelling is all about. We will want to see some of the values that we have even in biblical storytelling. And we will, of course, be able to share a Bible story even with you this day of today. So listeners, stay with us even as we begin by exploring what is biblical storytelling. Biblical storytelling is the oral telling of the stories of the Bible in a relevant and lively manner, aimed at bringing transformation to the teller and the listener. Again, let me put it. It is the oral telling. When we say the oral telling, it means it is not reading from the Bible. You have to memorize the story, put it in your heart, and you are able to tell it orally and in a relevant and lively manner, aimed at bringing transformation in the life of the listeners and even you, the teller. And that is to say, biblical storytelling is not geared at entertainment. Like, we have other stories that are there to entertain us, but that is not the case with biblical storytelling. There are others who see biblical storytelling even as a spiritual discipline in which you immerse yourself in the study of God's word, internalize it even in your heart, and you are able to breathe it out even to yourself and to others that listen to you. It is a tradition of studying the Bible. Either you do it chronologically, following the story maybe from Genesis and all across, or you decide to pick individual stories of the Bible and memorize them in a manner that you can speak it out very freely for your own transformation and the transformation of those that are listening even to you. In a very brief way, we can say that is biblical storytelling. And why is this relevant for us? Why is this important for us, even as Christians that find ourselves in the context of Africa? Biblical storytelling is important for us because it is an effective medium in ministering to both literate and non-literate people. You know, when we engage the Bible with literate people, they can read, they can understand, they can do the analysis. But we have people in our congregations, in our society, who cannot read or write. And these people, the medium for them to engage scripture is through biblical storytelling. Because they can learn the stories, they can tell the stories, and they can minister God's word even to themselves and others. And by that, we are promoting the use of scripture both to literate and non-literate learners. It is an excellent way of connecting the stories of our lives with God's story. The stories of our lives that we go through each day, we can only bring these stories to God's story and find meaning for our lives even as we do this connection through biblical storytelling. Storytelling is a language of experience, and when we tell Bible stories, we are helping ourselves to truly experience Jesus Christ even in our lives and not just have Him as a person even in our head. Biblical storytelling is relevant and important for us even today because it helps with our spiritual nourishment. Like we said before, dear listeners, that it is a spiritual discipline that if you engage yourself in, it deepens your knowledge of the Word of God and draws you closer even unto God. And biblical storytelling is there as we broadcast it over this radio station to help us build a spirit of community. It is obvious that when you know a story, you look for someone to share that story with. And when the two of you believe the same story and you relate to the God of that story, you definitely become a community. And it's very helpful for us even as African, because we live our lives in story and we tell the things that happen to us even in story. So this is relevant in the African context for us to engage the Bible using biblical storytelling. Biblical storytelling was the main means of Jesus Christ teaching the truth that He taught His people in His days. In fact, we can say that Jesus Christ remains the master storyteller, as we see in Luke chapter 24 from verse 18 to 24. And of course, when we have the whole of the Bible put together, we will realize that over 75% of the biblical content is narrative. It's in story form, which means God valued this story form to put across His message to His own people. Dear listeners, the Bible is not just ink on paper as we see it. The Bible is the living Word of God that finds its dwelling even in the center of our hearts, and we are able to breathe this even out as we speak it, as we share it with others. And that is why we are coming up with this program, Biblical Storytelling, so that we can be able to share the stories of the Bible in the power of the Holy Spirit to nourish our lives and to bring transformation. Unfortunately, many situations have come up even in our churches, and we believe that Bible stories are just for kids who are in Sunday school, and we leave it there. And we say, oh, we are big, we are old enough, and we cannot memorize them. But that is just a myth. That is not the reality. Because each and every one of us can learn and tell Bible stories, as we will see in the course of this program as we move on. Storytelling, some say, is just for entertainment. Beloved friend, this is not entertainment. Telling the stories of the Bible is telling the living Word of God that has the power to transform life and bring transformation even in society. So it is not just there for entertainment. It is there to bring transformation in the lives of people. People who are using storytelling in bringing forth the Word of God sometimes are considered to be like people who are unsophisticated, people who are not learned. They are not proving knowledge of education. But that is not true, because whether you are literate or you are non-literate, you can still engage in biblical storytelling and bring forth the truth of God's word to the nourishment of the souls of other people. And even some go to the extent of saying that biblical storytelling sometimes compromises theology. But that cannot be true, because biblical storytelling aims at just telling the word of God even as it is written and maintaining the biblical quality of it as it comes forth to us. So, beloved listener, that is biblical storytelling and the picture that I can give you today with regards to biblical storytelling. But I will want to move right ahead and be able to share a Bible story with you. And I pray that you open your heart and you are there and ready to listen to this story. The story I want to share with you today is a short story that comes from Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17. Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17. And the story goes thus. I will tell the story in English and in Pidgin, and we will draw some few lessons from there, and we will be done with our program for today. Luke chapter 7 from verse number 11 to 17. The story says, after some time, Jesus went to a city called Nain. His disciples and a large crowd went along with him. And as they approached the gate of the town, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, who was a widow. Many people from the town were with her. When Jesus saw her, his heart went out to her and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those who carried it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise up." And the man who was dead sat up and began to talk. And Jesus gave him to his mother. The people were filled with fear and started praising God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us. God himself has come to help his people." And this news about Jesus Christ spread throughout the whole Judea and in all the surrounding countries. That is the end of the story in English. Now let me tell you that same story from Luke chapter 7 from verse 11 to 17, even in Pidgin. After some time, Jesus Christ he go for some town where they call him say Nain. He land boy them and plenty people them, they be there with ye. As they be the near the go for the gate for that city, they be carry some man where he don't die, where he be the only pikin for he mommy, and he mommy he be na widow. And plenty people for that town, they be there with that mommy. Then with Jesus Christ, he be see this mommy, he be get plenty sorry heart for ye, and Jesus Christ, he be talk say, "No cry." Then Jesus Christ, he be don't go, and he touch the coffin. And the people where they be carry him, they be stop and they stand for one place. Then Jesus Christ, he talk for the person where he don't die. He say, "Young man, I talk for you, say, wake up." And one time, that young man, he be wake up, he shidong, and he begin for talk. And Jesus Christ, he be give it back for him, mommy. Fear be catch the people where they be dead, and they begin for give big name for God. Then talk say, some big prophet, he don't come out for we middle. And God himself, he don't come for help his own people. This news about Jesus Christ, he be work out for inside all country for Judea, and go reach for all other place them. That one, it be the end of the story. Beloved listeners, as you have heard, that is the story of Jesus raising the widow's son in Luke chapter 7 from verse 11, as we tell it even from the heart, not reading it from the Bible, but telling it from the heart as it has been internalized. And from this story that we have shared today, we can connect it to the stories of our lives. In this story, we see a widow who was really desperate. Having lost her only son, being a widow means that this very woman had lost her husband and had done this same journey out of the city to bury the husband. And now she is on that same journey to bury her only son, as that story tells us. And this is a story that shows us how desperate this woman was. Both emotionally, economically, physically, she was really ruined at this particular point. But there is one interesting thing in this story that we see. In the crowd, Jesus was able to spot her and had compassion even on her. Beloved listeners, as we go through this story and meditate on it, it will amaze you to know that this woman never made a request to Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ saw her, his heart went out to her. He had compassion for her. And like we would say in Pidgin, he had sorry heart even for her. And out of that compassion, Jesus Christ ministered to this woman. And from this story, we can connect to our own very self that in our struggles, in our desperate situations, in our difficulties, Jesus Christ is there. And he's having compassion even on us, even when we don't recognize it, even when we have not come to him to put forth even to him the problems and the difficulties that we have, just like this woman had not come to put forth her difficulties. But out of compassion, Jesus Christ ministered to this woman. And another challenging thing that we see even from this story is that Jesus Christ went up and touched the coffin, which in those days was a plank, because we'll be wondering, if we have the picture of a coffin like we have today, how he will say, young man, get up, and the young man will get up and then will sit. The coffin that they used in those days was like a plank that they laid the dead body to carry out of the city to bury. And that is why he was able to get up and to touch it. And beloved radio friend, to do that in the Hebrew culture was to commit an unclean act. But we see that Jesus Christ was not concerned about being unclean. He was concerned about the plight of this widow and to bring a difference even in the life of this widow. And he did that and brought life into the dead body of this young man. And beloved radio friend, we pray that Jesus Christ will minister to you even in your own situation as you take this story and connect it even to your life. We see the reaction of the people when they experience what Jesus Christ did. We learn from that story that they were gripped with awe, with fear, a fear that transformed into worship and praise unto God. In the midst of a mourning funeral procession, we see Jesus steps in and changes the situation, changes the whole dynamics, and it comes to a situation where the fear of the people is transformed to worship and to praise unto God. And the people said, indeed, a great prophet had come even to them. And that is true. Jesus was that prophet, but he went beyond being a prophet to being the Messiah and the Savior of mankind. And in these people praising him and saying, indeed, God himself has come and has taken residence in the midst of his people, is great encouragement even unto us, because we know that today Jesus Christ lives and reigns in our lives even as believers. He lives and reigns in the midst of his people. Jesus Christ is here, present with us, amidst the challenges, amidst the difficulties, amidst the trials of life that we go through. Jesus Christ is there with us and is there to uphold us and is there to pull us through. And so, beloved listener, as you listen to this story, we do pray that you'll be able to connect yourself to the story. And I will encourage that you turn to Luke chapter 7 in your own personal time and try to internalize this story even in your own life. And beloved listeners, we pray that God will give us the grace next week, Thursday, for us to meet again 2:30 p.m. and to continue with the next edition of Biblical Storytelling Time. You have been listening to Reverend George Vimensi Minang. God bless you and keep you until we meet again.